Okay, Shabbat Shalom. It's Reuben Abramoff, the Haftorah man, and this week's parsha is Tetzaveh. And in the parsha, what do we read about? The Mishkan, the tabernacle, and how it was built, the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, and all about the workings of the tabernacle. So now, for the Haftarah, we pick a Haftarah with a similar theme. What do we pick? King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, and how he has the Beit HaMikdash, and what it looks like in the Beit HaMikdash. It's a fantastic time, the construction of the Beit HaMikdash. Quickly, what do we know about Shlomo HaMelech? He wrote Shir HaShirim, he wrote Mishlei, and he wrote Kohelet, three books. He was made king at 13. He started to build the Beit HaMikdash at 16. It completed at around 22 years of age, and then he passed away at 52. Yes, that's the only 30 years that we had a United Kingdom, city of Jerusalem, a Beit HaMikdash with Nevi'im, Kohanim, Melachim, Shalosh Regalim, and Taryag Mitzvot. It is only 30 years that we had the land of Israel, the city of Jerusalem, the Holy Temple, all 613 commandments, with priests, prophets, and kings, and people rising up three times a year to go dedicate and pray in the Beit HaMikdash. That's it. What else do we know about him? It says that he was the wisest man that ever lived. He was able to translate and then explain every pasuk with over 3,000 explanations. Also, it says that he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. So, he was a busy man. What else do we know about him? Is that the Queen of Sheba came to visit him based upon his reputation of being the smartest man that ever lived. And once she met him and asked him quizzes, the only thing that she could say afterwards is, "You are far greater than your reputation." And that we all know that one of the famous stories that we have was his first trial with the two women, and one of them had a living baby and one had a dead baby, and his decision to split the baby in half is still used in court cases here in the United States. We don't actually split any babies in half, but we divide things in half. L'zecher Shlomo HaMelech. So now, let's see what's going on in the Haftarah. So it starts off with mentioning that Shlomo HaMelech had this great wisdom. And then it continues to say how he had these labor teams that went up north to Tyre, and that they would have 70,000 quarrymen and 80,000 woodsmen, and how they had 3,300 managers of these people, and that all of the wood and stone were brought down to the city of Jerusalem to build the temple. All in all, there was 150,000 men working on the project, and every month 10,000 would go up, and they would then, after 30 days, come back home and take 2 months off, and they would cycle through for 7 years to do that. And that we learned that all of this took place about 480 years after the leaving the Exodus from Egypt. And that now Shlomo HaMelech is said to have built the Beit HaMikdash, and it gives the size of it, 60 amos. And we say that an amma is approximately 18 inches. What's that about? Because back in those days, they didn't measure things like hundredths of a second in the Olympics. They would take a guy with a rope, and they would tie a rope like this. So some guys had longer arms, some guys had shorter arms. So this is why an amma was approximately a foot and a half. And it says the Beit HaMikdash ran in length about 90 feet, 60 amos, and it was 20 amos across, roughly 30 feet, and then going upwards, 30 amos, about 45 feet. And that this was the dimensions of the Beit HaMikdash. And the Haftarah goes into other details about the information, but it concludes with a wonderful pasuk, wonderful psukim. And what is it? It's the instructions that it says, "Habayis hazeh asher ata boneh im teilech b'chukosai ve'im mishpatai ta'aseh ve'shamarte et kol mitzvosai lelechet bahem v'hakimosi es divari toch asher dibarti al David avicha." Says, listen, you're getting this Beis HaMikdash. You have to listen to what the Torah says to do. You are the king of the greatest nation on planet Earth. If you do things right, you're going to stay. V'shachanti, I will remain. B'soch b'nei Yisrael, I will remain amongst b'nei Yisrael. V'lo e'ezov et ami Yisrael, I will never abandon my nation Israel. It's a fantastic Haftarah. So this is the heyday of the Jewish people. And we should all celebrate our history. And that we should all pray that one day we all see the rebuilding of the third and final Beit HaMikdash. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the Haftarah.